What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays. We've got a really great offer for you. All you have to do is deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video. You will get 3 free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. That covers everything we have to offer in daily fantasy, season-long, and betting for all sports. You can also get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon deposit. Terms and conditions do apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. This isn't Survivor anymore. We're talking my wheelhouse. We're into the NBA.
We certainly are. And now, obviously with the NFL just taking over, Tuesdays becomes that day for college basketball, for the NBA. We get those great TNT doubleheaders. Obviously, things are slowly developing. I have it on pretty good authority that the Rockets probably not going to be crowned NBA champions, and that's all we know. No. But I know last year, you and me, during the playoffs, we got into a groove. We used Odd Shopper, and I'm really excited to start picking up where we left off. But it is your wheelhouse. I have to admit that. I'm going to let you go first if you want to.
I do want to. That's fine with me. I've got two props for you. One strip of bacon, going to go to each individual one. We're going to start with the first one. Both of these bets, by the way, are plus money right now. You can find those lines. Check that out at Odd Shopper. But you only need one to be profitable for today. The first one I'm looking at, Sadiq Bey, over 14.5 points. So right away, I have him projected for 15.7. So I'm clear by a point and a half, or 1.2 rather. Bey is shooting 30% from three this year with a true shooting of just 46.5%. Last year, he was a 38% three-point shooter, league average true shooting. I don't think that Sadiq Bey just suddenly cannot shoot. I just think he's being a little underrepresented in this line because he's been a little cold to start. The big piece here for me, though, no Isaiah Stewart after his little brouhaha with LeBron. So the Pistons don't really have a lot of big men. Kelly Olynyk is also out. They're going to have to go small for an extended amount of time in this game. And I don't think that's good for the Pistons in general. They're probably going to get smacked around defensively. But I think it's a really good thing for their offense. They should be able to spread, go five wide for most of the game. And at that point in time, the scoring should open up a little bit more. I think it's just going to be a little bit easier for Sadiq Bey to score, even if the Pistons are getting just absolutely wrecked by the Lakers.
I don't mind it. Yeah, I mean, the Pistons are a sizable dog tonight at home to the Heat. And you do look, Sadiq Bey is a guy that, honestly, Odd Shopper seems to really like him as well. More often than not, you know, when I go there at night to check the player props, we tend to lean over on a lot of his things. So I can get down with that. I went to, you know, I love player props, but honestly, I knew you were going to kind of go there and you've identified him. I'm going to go to a side. I like to bet sides in the NBA at times. And you mentioned the little brouhaha, as you put it. I'm going to go the other side of it. So LeBron, after that elbow, is not going to be in the Garden tonight. And listen, Lakers, it's not like we don't know what's going to happen. We've seen this already. He's been missing a ton of games. I just don't think they're very good at this point. So I'm going to lay 5.5 points with the Knicks at home. Part of the reason, I see sixes, and I see sixes quickly appearing on the board. So I have a feeling by tip, this could be 6, 6.5 at most books. Other part, little things. The Lakers, they haven't had a great start to the year, but the more concerning thing to me, they've played 18 games. They've only played 6 road games. So they've been just living in the Staples Center. Now, obviously, they're coming to the other side. They play very fast. They don't play good defense. And it's just a simple fact. I don't think they're that good of a team. You take out LeBron. Obviously, they've still got some other players, but it just looks like a team right now that's going to have to find their legs as the season goes on. And again, they give up a ton of points. They play fast. Anytime I'm laying points, no matter if it's college basketball, the NFL, or the NBA, I want the other team to play fast because I want more opportunities to get there, and I want to minimize the variance. More possessions, minimize the variance. So I'm going to keep it very simple. Go to my boys at home. I will lay the 5.5 in the Garden. I think the Knicks win pretty comfortably tonight.
Two things. One, I think I said Lakers when I was talking about Sadiq. I had LeBron in my head from the brouhaha. They're playing the Heat. So there's that. And then two, Staples Center. You mean the crypto.com
whatever.
Arena or whatever it is now? The crypt?
That's very fair. Yeah. The the crypto.com, whatever it's called. What a world.
The Safe Moon Arena.
that's it. Yeah, that's where the Kings probably play.
There's definitely another coin out there they could have named the arena for that I would have probably bought season tickets, but it's neither here nor there. I've got one more prop for you. And I mentioned being in this Pistons game. I'm also going to the opposite side of it. Jimmy Butler over 5.5 assists. Again, you can find this prop at plus money. I have him projected for 6 assists on the dot. So again, right away, I'm over that number. And basically everything that I detailed for Sadiq Bey, I think works here. Going small is going to negatively affect the Pistons defense more than anything. Easier buckets will lead to increased assists. I don't have that like sort of information factored into my model. He just gets the 6 by default and he's already over that mark. But I just think it's going to be really easy for Jimmy Butler to pick his spots against the Pistons defense that essentially doesn't have any rim protection. It's Trey Lyles, it's Luka Garza, and maybe just a lot of Jeremy Grant. It's not going to be a really good spot from stopping people to get to the bucket. I think there's just going to be a lot of quality offense happening. I wouldn't be surprised if Jimmy Butler has like a pedestrian scoring day, but 11 assists. Like, I know that's twice as many as the bet, and then I'm not projecting like a 4 standard deviation outcome, but I can just see Jimmy Butler kind of taking it easy, letting some other people get involved against the Pistons that are shorthanded, but picking up a ton of assists. So plus money on a Butler over 5.5, that really works for me.
I like it. Yeah. I mean, they should win. There should be just a lot of assists in general for the Heat. There you got it. Listen, it's the first NBA video of the year. We didn't want to get too crazy, but let us know in the comments. I know a lot of people bet NBA and bet those props. What's your favorite prop tonight? Drop it below. Obviously hit that like button, subscribe, and of course, stay tuned for more NBA props and sides here at Awesomeo Odds. Good luck. Josh, anything else?
Shout out to BetMGM. Thank you for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Got to get my plugs in.
Smart.
We out.